Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever-precious and the worthy name of our beloved and blessed Savior, who is the world's Redeemer. Behold the Lamb of God, said John the Baptist, which taketh away the sin of the world. We say hallelujah for such a wonderful Savior as the Lord Jesus Christ, whom it is our desire that you know and be able to say, He is my Redeemer too. We continue our study in the book of Exodus. We shall begin reading at the end of chapter 6 for our lesson today, where we have noted the contest that has begun between Moses and Aaron and Pharaoh, the great empire of Egypt, its head. And we have realized the opposition of Satan, the opposition of Pharaoh toward the command of God to let his people go. We have also noted in chapter 6 the determined purpose of Jehovah. And oh, may I say, God is indeed purposed to have souls redeemed, sinners to be saved. I think of the parable that the Lord Jesus told in Luke chapter 14, the parable of the great supper, when he sent out his servant at supper time to invite those who had been bidden to come, for all things were ready. And when they refused, he sent his servant out to the lanes, the streets of the cities, and said, bring in hither the poor, the halt, the maimed, and the blind, and so on. And they began to come, and still there was room. And the servant was commanded by the Lord, go out into the highways, out into the byways, compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. My beloved, I want to tell you something very frankly. God says, I'm going to fill heaven. And I wonder if, my friend, you want to go there. For God in chapter 6 of the book of Exodus told Moses, I am determined my people will be liberated. And the day's coming when he will let them go. Now we go to the end of chapter 6, beginning to read verse 28 and into chapter 7. It came to pass on the day when the Lord spake unto Moses in the land of Egypt, that the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I am the Lord. Speak thou unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, all that I say unto thee. And Moses said before the Lord, behold, I am of uncircumcised lips, and how shall Pharaoh hearken unto me? The Lord said unto Moses, see, I've made thee a god to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. Thou shalt speak all that I command thee. And Aaron thy brother shall speak unto Pharaoh, that he send the children of Israel out of his land. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that I may lay my hand upon Egypt, and bring forth mine armies, and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt, by great judgments. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I stretch forth mine hand upon Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them. And Moses and Aaron did as the Lord commanded them, so did they. And Moses was 80 years old, Aaron 83 years old, when they spake unto Pharaoh. What a wonderful portion this is in relation to the problem facing Moses and Aaron. And God had commanded them, and may I say that it was with divine authority they were invested to go and appear before the great Pharaoh of Egypt. It was the Lord of heaven that was giving them the command to speak unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, all the words that God gave them to say. Regardless of the fact that Moses realized, felt his inadequacy, the Lord says, look, I'm with you. And I'm going to make you like a god before Pharaoh, and thy brother Aaron will be thy prophet. And you shall speak all that I command thee. My beloved, may I say, God never asks his servants to speak what they think. God commands his servants to tell what he says. And I would like to declare it is my responsibility as a servant of God not to tell you what I think, but to proclaim to you what God thinks and what God says. And it is with his divine authority a servant of God is thus able to say, thus saith the Lord. For I have no desire to tell you what I think. I have no desire to tell you what my opinion is about salvation, what my opinion is about this world, what my opinion is about heaven, what my opinion is about hell, and name every other thing. I have a book, and it is the Word of the Living God. My responsibility is to preach the Word. As the command of Paul was given to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4. And so Moses was commanded to speak all that God told him to speak. But he said, when you do it, he says, I want to assure you, Pharaoh's going to get tough. And his heart will be hardened. I'll permit it to be hardened. For he's fighting against me. And I want you to know, please, don't blame God for hardening Pharaoh's heart. It was because Pharaoh was acting too tough against God and against him from his very soul. And you know, God permits things to get worse. And he permits a man to get worse if that's the way he's going to go. But he says, I'm going to show him. In verse 3, he says, I'll multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. Now, I want you to think of something which we shall come to ultimately. And we are going to recognize that all the plagues, the great judgments that came upon Egypt and upon Pharaoh and upon all the Egyptians, they were plagues. They were judgments as far as the Egyptians were concerned from God. But when God told Moses about them, he says, they're going to be my signs. They're going to be my wonders. And he says, to you who are my people, I want you to realize, these are my signs that I'm intervening on your behalf and dealing with Pharaoh and dealing with the Egyptians. My beloved, may I say something? Please note verse 4, please. Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you that I may lay my hand upon Egypt, and so on. Then go to verse 5. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I stretch forth mine hand upon Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them. Now, beloved, I want to declare a divine principle that is according to the Word of God. We live in a world where people, for the majority, do not know God, and they don't even care about Him. And they are very much like Pharaoh of old. They say, who is the Lord that I should obey Him? And I repeat, we are living in the most agnostic and atheistic days that perhaps the world has ever known. God is not in the thoughts of mankind, not at large. But may I point out that God is going to show this world that He is God. And when that day comes that He shows the world who He is, I feel sorry for this world. For He will pour out His judgments upon the whole world from one end of it to the other, according to the Word of God. And may I state, when God shows that He has redeemed the people that have trusted His beloved Son as their Savior, and they will belong to Him forever, then the rest of the world is going to know it. But too late. But they'll acknowledge those Christians were right when they preach that Jehovah is God, that Christ was the Redeemer, and that Christ alone could save us. But oh, the judgment and the inevitable destruction that will come upon the ungodly. Oh, my sinner friend, listen. If you do not know God, if you do not know Christ as your Savior, I plead in the name of God and in the name of Christ, you need Christ for your Savior. And He gave Himself on the cross of Calvary, paying the penalty and the judgment for your sins as well as for mine, that He might deliver you out of this world to be in the possession of eternal glory forever instead of going down to eternal hell with the devil. Now, may I point out to you, and we shall see it ultimately in our story, and you may know it well, that ultimately Pharaoh and all of the hosts of the Egyptians, their great armies, were destroyed, overwhelmed, completely abolish. But the children of Israel were positively and absolutely and completely delivered. Now that's just what the end is going to be. When God is through with this world, he will have saved out of it everyone who trusted his Son. But he will have punished into everlasting destruction everyone who wouldn't. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, but he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. And I want to declare, I want to be faithful, please, we're coming near the end of the world, near the end of this age. We're coming near to the end when God is going to pour out his judgments and punish, destroy, and completely banish forever from himself the many who know not the Lord and will not obey his voice and listen to his plea to come to Christ through the gospel. Now, beloved, I want to say that everybody that goes to hell will say the Lord was right. And everybody that goes to heaven will say the Lord was right. Hallelujah. And those in heaven will rejoice that they ever took Christ as their personal Savior and Redeemer. My beloved, it's a battle. But I want to tell you, I know who's going to be the winner. I know who's going to be the victor. And I want to tell you, I am glad I'm on the winning side. My soul will never be lost. Jesus Christ, by his grace and his mighty power, stooped down and delivered me and lifted me up from the miry clay of sin, put my feet upon a rock, and set a new song in my mouth, and saved me. Oh, my beloved, he wants to do that for you. And I pray with all earnestness, you'll let him do it. Don't bother your soul to go down into hell with the devil when Christ came from heaven to die on the cross to take you to heaven by his grace and matchless love. Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit will take the truth, magnify it and bless it to the saving of souls in Jesus' name. Amen.